What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Happy Tuesday, Cleveland. We are getting to watch a new look Guardians tonight following the trade deadline. At least a little bit. I mean, not really that much, but a little bit new look of the Guardians. Certainly a new look New York Mets. We'll react to it. We have more going on in the quarterback competition and out at Browns training camp. We have a brand new team in town. A lot of things to cover and 4 hours to do it right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick. We have Michael Bohm running the board as well. You're among the 2020s. Doing work behind the glass. Michael Markoch with us tonight. I've run into a problem in my life. I've driven around the exact same. I've told people before I drive a 2012 Honda Accord. That is my car. That is what I've driven since I had my license. Car has 150,000 miles on it. Also hit a something in the middle of the road at 2 a.m. over the weekend. Not fun. Knew that it bent one of my rims. Spent close to $450. Couple tires, rim replaced. Car still wasn't driving great. Took it again, and now I'm quoted upwards of $3,000 for a car with 150,000 miles on it as a 2012.
Jake, I think it's time.
I think it might be time, and I don't want it to be time. I didn't want a car payment. I didn't want to have to go through life and actually, I don't know, act like half of an adult. But there's probably a strong argument that the car itself probably isn't even worth $3,000. We know I don't have air conditioning. I've displayed that many of times. That on top of it, my tire pressure monitoring system light is on, despite all four tires being perfectly fine. So there's probably something wrong with the chip. And then I have $3,000 worth of things that need to be fixed. Some of them from hitting something in the road. Other ones that are just like regular maintenance things that need to be done at this point. Bohm, I think you're right. I don't know that I'm ready to accept it, but I think I have to be.
Yeah, I mean, at what point are you just going to continue to make sacrifices from your own well-being for the sake of putting up with this? You know what's going to happen eventually. You know, at some point, you just got to pull the trigger on it. Think of all the suffering that you would be eliminating just by doing it.
I know. It's like just to go away and not have to spend on a 14-year-old car the $3,000 alone, and I'd probably get to get air conditioning, I would assume, in my new car. I would not have to deal with several of the problems I've run into. I've always joked, like, I'm riding this thing till the wheels fall off. The wheel didn't exactly fall off, but I did bend two rims and lose two of my tires, so it's pretty darn close.
And the light's on that's suggesting that it's getting there.
Yeah, it's telling me that, wheels might not be there very much longer. Again, they're fine. All my tires were.
It's a sign, Jake.
It's probably a sign. It's probably time for a new car. I don't love it. I don't want to think about it. But yeah, I'm sitting there. I got the call back for the quote today, and I was like, oh. It's originally like, oh, it's probably like 1,500 to 2. And I was like, maybe it's worth it. Like, I replace some of these things. No, I might survive. Like, if I keep up a little bit of maintenance, put a little money into it, thing might go until it has 200,000 miles. I might get some life out of this thing a couple more years. Yeah, by the time you're pushing me $3,000 plus, I just don't. Like, I could have lived with 1,500, maybe 2. Well, now that we're pushing 3, I just don't know that it's getting me the years anymore.
At that point, you could just get a new car for that exact ticket.
I mean, I could get a used car at that. That could go towards a pretty hefty down payment on my car if I go new or even, slightly used. I think I would probably just reavert the $3,000. So you're probably right, Bohm. I think you're in the right ballpark here.
One of our fine sponsors, please do Jake a solid here. He's earned it.
Yeah,
you hear him putting in the work every day.
Yeah, and listen,
give this man an AC to get to work.
And I can be bought. I promise you that. I drove a 2012. I have zero loyalty or loyalty. If you want to buy me back, I have loyalty there too. I can be sold either way. You just got to put me on. That's all that it is. We have many great sponsors that can get us involved. And if you're not a sponsor and you want to be a sponsor and hook somebody up with a new car, we can arrange that. We can make that happen.
Opportunities are knocking. That's, this is your chance right here.
Right here. Right here. I'm in the market. You have all the opportunity in the world. All right. A lot of things to get to tonight, despite the fact of me probably spending every break deciding if I want a new car or not. I do want to start with what was really interesting today to me out at Browns training camp. Right, we've been obviously monitoring the quarterback competition very closely. We will continue to. Today was an oddball comparatively to the rest. Most of these days, obviously, they've been splitting things up into two fields. We've seen a ton of Shador, a ton of Deshaun, and then there's like, Dylan threw 10 to 15 passes. Taylen Green threw a handful of passes, and that's about where it cuts off. Today was not that same sort of structure. We saw more of a one-field look, some two-field look. Deshaun threw 11 passes today. Shador was still in like the 25 range. And I'm not going to make the biggest deal out of the idea that, and I think tomorrow may be more telling, right? If we go through a day where, hey, Deshaun throws 25 passes tomorrow, Shador only throws 11. Okay, then it was nothing. It was the structure of Todd Monken's practice. That's just the way it was going to go. We can live with that. If we watch tomorrow and either A, we see Deshaun once again take less practice, less throws, or maybe not even working with the ones again, or we get into a spot where it's Shador still with the second team but throwing a ton of passes and Deshaun still having the lighter day with the ones or something of that mix. One field, Deshaun still not getting as much of a burn as Shador did. This is where I start to climb into. It's now not only worth monitoring, but I'm starting to raise red flags and I'm starting to ask questions. And I think there's one of two distinct possibilities that you would chalk up to this potentially being. Right? You go out there and you have less throws on the board. Either A, we are getting closer and closer to an answer at quarterback. And Todd Monken, I think at the very least of what you would draw it up to, probably getting a little sick of Deshaun throwing the interceptions, right? I mean, he has, I think, still 6 under his belt. We are through 6 camp days. And it was 6 through 4. So it wasn't very good on that front in the beginning. I mean, you can't continue to go out there and throw interception after interception and just expect nobody to take notice. Meanwhile, is Shador doing fantastic? No, I wouldn't say that he's ran out and stolen this job. He certainly has not thrown 6 picks. He's thrown 1, and it was in red zone where they ran a pretty abundant amount of plays, and there's obviously not a lot of field to work with, and we're running pass plays. I mean, and again, not every single one of Deshaun's interceptions was completely on him. That's obviously part of this conversation as well. I'm not just chalking it up to interception numbers in training camp really, really matter. I mean, they matter a little bit, right? You're not just going to sit there and stare at the stats from these things. There shouldn't even be stats from these things, but they exist. We've seen Deshaun throw some pretty bad interceptions. We've seen him make some pretty bad incompletions. It's either, yes, we're getting closer to that, or maybe something of more concern when we talk about the health of Deshaun. This is, after all, a guy who is coming off of 2 Achilles tears. He said himself the last season he played back in 2024, that shoulder didn't still feel 100%. And he said he's much closer there, the healthiest he's been since that injury. That's great, but healthiest you've been does not necessarily tell me you're full, ready to go, and there are no lingering effects from the injury that you suffered a few years ago. I still don't know that I have that answer. I don't know that that's as clear cut as I would like it to be. Either one of these I would chalk up as a pretty significant problem. And we know that I sit here and I hope Shador wins the battle. I think it's the best thing for your organization, right? I say this all the time. I don't think that a quarterback injury actually does you any good in this competition. Right? We've been waiting for one quarterback to actually take the job. We want somebody to emphatically say, I am the quarterback of the future. This is my job. I'm going to be good moving forward. This would be the default, like we saw with Kenny Pickett last year, of Kenny might have been the leader in the clubhouse. He might have been the guy who got the start week one last season, been the starter for the Cleveland Browns up until, you know, we ran into a problem and Kenny didn't look good, which inevitably probably would have happened. But sure, we probably would have gotten to that point. If not, he was at least in close competition with Joe Flacco. Kenny goes down and the battle is over. Like, it was pretty much Joe the whole way forward. Kenny missed too much time. You see them trade him. He's not going to be an option. Okay, that didn't mean we got good quarterback play out of Joe Flacco. That doesn't mean that Joe got any extra competition, didn't have to work any harder in training camp. The job was pretty much being handed to him unless Dylan Gabriel looked like God's gift to football. And from what we've seen, I don't think Joe had very much to worry about. Dylan was never going to look like God's gift to football. So it was pretty much just Joe's job. That's the way that training camp went. And I think specifically, if we are speaking about a Deshaun injury or Deshaun just falling off the face of the earth, again, a end result would be the end result. I think at the end of the day, you would still be hoping for some kind of competition to be in front of you, you to be pushed on a daily basis. Hey, that job's not locked up. You are nowhere near secured. That is yours. And that's either if it was Deshaun, that's either if it was Shador. Either guy, I would like the other one pushing him and giving him a little bit more of a battle, right? I'd love if one of them just took it, but not that, oh, I'm going to win this battle by default. No, I still have somebody fighting every single day behind me, somebody who's giving me a run for my money, and that the team is obviously still putting in high consideration. It's an oddity. It's install days. Like, again, I don't want to blow this up into something it's absolutely not. I don't want to act like this is the end-all be-all and this is Deshaun falling out of the race, because it might just be a procedural thing. This might just be the reality of it. But there's no way that's not something that at least becomes a little bit of a concern. And I think maybe if it was Shador, again, it's probably a little less of a worry. I probably chalk this up closer to, oh, it's just a procedural thing. Maybe Shador's hurt. Maybe he's going through something. Let's ask Todd Monken about that tomorrow. When we know it's Deshaun with the injury history, when we know it's Deshaun after he has not looked good throughout training camp, now I have legitimate questions. These are where they start to arise. And again, either way, if this is Deshaun getting put on the back burner, if this is Deshaun dealing with an injury, I do think that gets us closer and closer every single moment to potentially having your starting quarterback named. And they might drag this thing out, but if we are just going to continue to get Shador working with the first team over and over again, you don't have to come out and tell me Shador is my starter for it to be pretty clear that Shador would be my starter. You can still have your battle and still be clearly leaning towards Shador Sanders or clearly leaning towards Deshaun Watson, and that just be an inevitable decision. And I think that's ultimately the way they would play it out. Either way, injury or Deshaun not playing as well, I think they're going to drag this out. Toddy said he wants to see these guys in game-like action. Okay, I imagine we're going to get there. I imagine we're getting to preseason and probably to joint practices before Todd makes a legitimate decision. But there is a world where we are getting a lot closer than we wanted to, and install really does matter. Right, Todd talked about over the weekend, they're not evaluating these quarterbacks that closely right now because it is install days. That would push me away from the Deshaun just playing too bad. I don't know that I feel much better about an injury anyway if that ended up being the case. 216-474-0092. Why do you think there was such a short day for Deshaun Watson? I've thrown out two issues that could have possibly arisen. We have a potential injury or injury management happening for Deshaun, or the play has been so bad that they are closing this quarterback competition a lot faster than we thought. They are at least extending it out and giving Shador more run. Either of those, I don't know that I feel great about. You guys can also get to us on X at Volnick Jake, VULINEC Jake, so we can do our social media reactions powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Plenty of good stuff coming up for you guys tonight. We have the most pressing thing said by our station's guest today. That's coming your way at 7:40 with the station buzz. Immediately followed by our Cleveland sports beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, going to be joining us coming up at 8 o'clock. But Daryl doesn't just stop there. He'll also, you'll hear from him at 8:40, him and Coach Riz's breakdown of day 6 of training camp. We're going to listen to that again, 8:40. Get a Grips coming your way at 9 o'clock, as it always does. We have Guardians reaction, and it is a Tuesday, and that means it is a blind tier Tuesday. We'll get Michael and Michael into the mix. But right now, 216-474-0092. Should we be reading into the idea that this is a short day, a minimized day for Deshaun Watson? And off the back of that, as well, if your call is coming up here in 5 minutes, how much longer can Deshaun survive playing like this in a quarterback competition? We'll dig into it all. We got 4 hours. It's Jake Volnick with you guys here on Overtime from 7 to 11 right here on The Fan. Station Buzz coming your way here at 7:40, but we're asking you, 216-474-0092, should we be reading into the lessened day for Deshaun Watson? Only 11 pass attempts made during training camp today. Shador had 25. Again, that is a significant difference. And, I mean, listen, I again think it was a day where neither of the two quarterbacks looked great. From the people out there charting passes, it did seem like in 25 attempts, Shador had less incompletions than Deshaun in his 11. That's also not great. And that's kind of the way that it's felt like it has been, right? And neither of these two guys has gotten up and run with the job. I'm not going to act like Shador has played out of this world. He is not. And from everything we can see, they're obviously working on things. I see people in the social media going, 25 passes, no touchdown. Puh. It's like, well, guys, for part of practice, they're running back on their own goal line is one of their situations. Like, you're not going to throw a 99-yard touchdown pass in training camp. And if you are, Todd Monken might, pull the old drag the corner out by their ear and be like, yeah, that doesn't happen, right? Safety, you're coming with me. One guy on each arm. You're done dragging you both out of practice by your ears. You can just sit down and we'll work out that release paperwork. That's not going to happen, though. Like, you're not going to throw a 99-yard. You're not running a play to throw a 99-yard touchdown pass. So, again, context does matter in all of this. But it's more about the discrepancy in the amount of work that really throws me off from today. This is the first time we've seen this. Both of these guys have been throwing 20-plus times a day. And that was nowhere close for Deshaun today. Again, I'd like to wait and see until tomorrow before we make too big of a deal of it. Because if this ends up being Shador on the exact same track, okay. Again, it is the way that they function training camp. It was just whatever they're working on, they decided to give a quarterback a little bit longer of a leash to work with the first team. We shrunk it down. It wasn't as much working on two fields. It is install. It is all of this playing a factor. But yeah, my eyebrows raised. And I think partially because of who this is, right? Knowing that it's Deshaun Watson, knowing how training camp has gone from him, I mean, it doesn't take an absolute masterpiece to figure it out. Shador has done a lot of things better than Deshaun has in training camp right now. The interception numbers are there. We have people like Zach Jackson tweeting out just the idea that he tweeted out, I think it was yesterday, just more of the same from Deshaun, right? It's every good throw he has is pretty much followed up by a god-awful one. Okay, well, that's not consistency, and that's not really what I want to hear out of a starting quarterback, for my team heading into a season. And I just don't know how much of a runway that you really have left. Right? We are in the very short of this. Training camp's not that long.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
They're going to have to make a decision here probably by the very least the end of the month. You don't want to walk into September with no quarterback. So if you're Deshaun, if you're Shador, you pretty much have 3 weeks to go out and prove yourself. And that's a lot of practices, right? I don't want to minimize it, but 3 weeks is not a very long amount of time. So as much as, hey, training camp pretty much just started, we just got pads on, it's also like, well, training camp's also underway. Like, we are getting, almost a week's worth of practices right now. Today was day 6. Tomorrow will be day 7. You've seen a decent amount from these guys. They have made, well over 100 throws at this point apiece. I'm starting to see what the potential of the season can look like. I'm starting to get a feel for which guy has command of the offense, which guy doesn't. And not me personally, but if I'm Todd Monken. Like, if I'm Todd, I'm starting to get a feel for those things. I don't know what the inner workings of it look like, but to the eye test, Deshaun is not passing it. I don't know how much longer you can actually make it. So much so, we've been on this train, we've talked to everybody under the sun, and every time we ask, if you had to pick a starter right now, who would it be? And every single day, somebody lands on, well, of course, it would be Deshaun. He's the veteran. He's the guy. Shador hasn't shown enough. That didn't happen today. Daniel Ifusion with Ken and Anthony this morning of ESPN, and his answer went in the complete opposite direction.
I'm starting Shador Sanders. And again, I don't think any quarterback has necessarily wowed me, but I think the biggest difference 3-5 practices that I can definitively say is that Shador Sanders is taking care of the ball and he's comfortable pushing the ball downfield. We'll see if Deshaun can, kind of pick it up over the next coming weeks and then into training camp. But one thing that I've noticed from him is just he just seems like he's just a tick slow in the processing. I asked him specifically if he's still trying to reacclimate to the speed of the game, and he talked about trying to let his instincts take over. And I feel like he's just hesitating a lot. And I don't know if it's a mental thing. I don't know if it's a physical thing, but I just see him kind of hesitate a little too much, maybe not trust what he sees. And that's when we've kind of seen some of those head scratching interceptions. But if I throw Shador out there to say tomorrow to win a game for my life, I don't know if the pre-snap is going to be perfect. I don't know if, all the situational decisions are going to be perfect, but that's kind of life with a young quarterback. But I know that he's going to be comfortable throwing the ball downfield. I mean, he's not going to be afraid to let it rip.
So, I mean, listen, I think if you're trying to figure out what quarterback do I want to move forward with, Daniel kind of hit on a couple of the main things that we're seeing out of what is obviously going to be not fantastic quarterback play. I think we'd all be surprised if you got a top 10 quarterback, top 12 quarterback performance this year. Okay, well, I want a guy who's going to protect the football. That's obviously a big part of this. The defense is still going to be really good. Yeah, you don't want to throw 25 interceptions. And Shador threw his fair share last year, right? More interceptions than he had touchdowns in the 7 games that he played. Wasn't great. If I'm seeing you right now saying you're protecting the football, you're taking care of it, and They're also not afraid to push the ball down the field. Guys, that's like checks one and two, right? I'd love you also to be accurate. I'd love you to have an understanding of what's going on. But when you're going up against Deshaun, I don't know that Deshaun is willing to throw the ball down the field all that much. It feels like a lot of the time it extends out. He has been either highly inaccurate, throwing picks, or as Daniel just talked about, a little bit of a hitch, a little bit of a hesitation, maybe not fully trusting himself. And, okay, we know Deshaun's not taking care of the football in training camp right now. Right? That's going to be a massive problem. If Deshaun gets onto the field and where we haven't seen his great results, and all of a sudden the interceptions start piling up, yeah, you're going to run into a problem. So many people wanted to point to the stats and everything else from last year. And again, it's training camp. If I just have a guy who's going to throw it into the defender a bunch, Deshaun has a fair share of really bad interceptions in training camp, right? Like, we get videos of these things, and there's some that are, you know, a great pick by Denzel Ward, a drop by Jack Stoll. There's also some where it's like, okay, I don't even know what you were looking at. Like, you missed your mark. It was basically equivalent to Dillon Gabriel's interception today, if anybody got to see that, where he overthrew his receiver by about 8 yards and right into the hands of the defense. Not good. But we've seen far too many of those, far too many really bad misses to just go through and act like, Deshaun's going to be great. This is going to be fantastic. And from an organizational standpoint, right? This isn't just if you're playing the public image game, it'll be easy. Shador's the easy answer if you want to go public image. If you want to make this thing great and everybody be excited about a Brown season and at least a little drummed up about it, yeah, Shador's a much easier answer. You want to get a lot of lashback from the fans, like, you're going to put Deshaun out there. I would probably make sure that he's going to play pretty well, because you are not going to be treated very nicely, and it is going to reflect poorly on your GM, ownership, and your head coach if you say, yeah, sure, let's give Deshaun one more run at it, and he stinks. Like, nobody really wants to go through that, and fans are not going to be happy if they're forced to go through it. Something tells me they'll have a reaction very similar to John Fanta of NBC Sports. He was on with Afternoon Drive today talking about the entire idea of Deshaun starting.
Led people to think that this was going to be any different. What has he shown in Cleveland that would lead you to believe that he's now a good quarterback, or even a decent quarterback, or even a mediocre quarterback? That's just it. If he was even decent, I'd be willing to put up with it. There is no semblance. There is no sign. There's never been a sign. But P.J. Walker was better than you. That provided all the signs that we needed to know. And P.J. Walker was bad. But bad was better than what Watson's been.
So, like, again, I do feel like that's the way that most people, even sitting right now, are probably feeling on Deshaun just from being out at training camp. You start doing that game with actual meaningful games out in front of you, and you start putting losses on the record, the reaction's not going to be, probably, it wasn't necessarily reserved from John, but probably more reserved than it could be. I think fans will be a lot more upset with it. But I want to hear from you guys. 216-474-0092. How much longer can Deshaun survive the quarterback battle? And let's go out to the phones. First up on the fan here is going to be Patrick is in Lakewood. What's going on, Patrick?
Hey, guys. So here's the deal. I get it. If Deshaun's, like, well ahead of Shador, go ahead and play him. That's fine. Like, I'm not a big Shador fan, but let's see what we got in Shador. If they're this close, it's common sense. Why are we even toying with this? Put Shador in, let him see what we could do with him with the first stringers, and let him play. We already saw what Deshaun could do. He's not doing good. Throw in Shador and let's see what happens. If he was well ahead of him right now, by all means. But I'd love to hear your take on it. Like, why are we even having this discussion with a guy who's probably gone in a year? And we already know he's injury prone, and he's probably going to get injured in the first few weeks of the year. So put in Shador and let's see what we got.
And Patrick, I think it's much of the same for me, and I appreciate the call. Like, again, if Deshaun's going to be, to your point, out in front of this thing, he looks like the better quarterback through and through. Like, yeah, I've always been on board, and I've said it many times. The day that you opened up a quarterback competition with Deshaun Watson, you were okay with Deshaun Watson starting. You had to accept that fact. That was a potential and a possibility in Cleveland. You had to win the battle. Like, everybody talks about, Shador can't just not lose it. He's got to go win it. Well, no, again, I make the exact argument for Deshaun, and I think it applies more to Deshaun. Shador was your starter last year. He is the incumbent in this race. Yes, Deshaun was never benched. Probably was about to be benched, should have been benched, was not playing good football. You definitely could have made a lot of claims for that to happen. So Shador ended it at least on a positive note. You had a positive spin to the way that things were happening. You don't have that. Like, Deshaun has not shown you anything. He should be the one who has to beat out Shador Sanders in this battle. And the organization should feel that way. But I'm looking for a quarterback. I'm looking for any potential answer. Yeah, I'd like to take the kid that's in his second year who is competing with the former top five quarterback that has clearly lost a step. That's the guy I'd like to start. Not the, again, former top five quarterback who's clearly lost a step. Like, he's lost it. He doesn't have it anymore. And that's why I think that this battle right now, Deshaun playing this way in training camp, it's install days, whatever. You playing as poorly as you have played right now, how do you continue to move forward and just go, yeah, continue to give him a shot, right? Let's just continue to throw a bunch of first-team reps his way. Everybody talking, really important to name one early. We have heard the national media bang the drum over and over again. And while I don't necessarily sit there and agree with it, it is a full fact. Yeah, you got to name a guy early, got to get it done quickly. I'd like you to make the right decision at the end of the day, the one that you actually feel like is the most impactful. But if everybody feels that way, I mean, how much farther can you really be from an answer? Right? They feel like, or at least they should feel like, okay, well, Deshaun's clearly losing the battle. And again, it's not Shador winning it. He hasn't looked great. Like, I can't sit up here and just blatantly lie to you and say, oh, well, Shador's looked fantastic and Deshaun looked terrible. No, Deshaun looked terrible and Shador's looked eh. Okay, but like, I'll take eh at this point. I'll just take moving on and being like, okay, well, Shador's our guy moving forward. We're going to commit to this because Deshaun clearly doesn't have anything left in the tank. I would accept that answer right now. I think I would rather like to see Shador continue to be pushed, continue to go through the battle. But if they gave me that answer, I would accept the reasoning. But you know what? Yeah, like Deshaun has looked terrible. He has not done anything to put himself on a pedestal to say that he should be the quarterback moving forward. And Shador has at least shown you, again, I'm going to protect the football. I'll take shots down the field. I'll give you something to work with. And I'm a second-year quarterback that you can give a shot that you can hopefully see something with me in the future. And if not, oh, no sweat off your back. You have two draft picks in the first round next year. Yeah, it is a low-risk, high-reward move to start Shador. It's relatively low risk, high reward potential to start Deshaun. Just the reward is not nearly as great. There's not as many things to look forward to as starting Deshaun, unless you really want to hand him another contract, something that I think Cleveland fans would probably go crazy over unless he looks like the guy that was there in 2020. And even then, there'd probably still be a lot of people like, ah, that guy's been injured a whole lot, and he hasn't shown us all but one good year of football. That's really what I want to commit myself to for the next era of Browns football. The over 30-year-old quarterback who has one good year in the last six. I know many people probably don't feel great about that. If you're Deshaun, you can't go out there and one, if this is an injury, actually battle through it and expect to have a place in the competition. And two, you can't just continue to play like this. Even if you go back tomorrow to get your 20-odd reps, you continue to play the way that you have through the first 6 days of this thing. This quarterback battle should be wrapped up quickly. And no, it won't be Shador taking by the reins. It'll be Deshaun played so poorly that my decision was made for me. That's what Todd always says happens. The decision is going to be made for him. And as I've said with this quarterback competition, these guys want to make it. It's me versus the defense. It's me versus myself. No, it's not. Every single day is you versus Deshaun, Shador versus Deshaun, Deshaun versus Shador. That is what every single day is built off of. You are going up and trying to play better than that guy. And right now, Shador is playing better than him. And I think Daniel's right. He would have the lead. If there would be a game set tomorrow, Shador should be your starter. 216-474-0092. How much longer can Deshaun survive the quarterback competition playing the way that he is right now? Plus, coming up here in about 5 minutes, we're going to get to the most pressing thing said by our station's guest today. It's a Station Buzz right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan. Our very own Daryl Ryder going to be joining us coming up here at 8 o'clock. What did you see out at training camp today, Daryl? All the big questions to ask about what we've seen through the first 6 days. It's all coming your way in about 16 minutes. But before we can get to any of that, we have to get to the most pressing thing said by our station's guest today. Let's go ahead and do it with the Station Buzz.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at G-R-U-N-S. S.co.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in 4 fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
All right, let's kick things off. And a reminder, all of the guests you hear appeared on the Why Start Right, We Make It Right, Call Kyle Wright hotline. Start things off, Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com, on today with Baskin and Phelps, talking about not only Deshaun, but both quarterbacks actually having to take a step forward in this competition.
I think there is some uncertainty over the whole thing. I don't think that he is 100% certain about either one of the top two guys right now. And I think that's why the door is starting to just be open a crack to see what Dylan Gabriel is capable of. Not necessarily a QB1, but he seems to be moving up the ranks a little bit for something. Don't know the end game for that. But in terms of the top two guys, I think you're seeing Deshaun Watson maybe not be as productive in these practices as you would like to see at this point. Now, yesterday there were some dropped passes when he was working with the first team offense. There were penalties. There were dropped passes. It was a sloppy practice. He hasn't really stepped up and seized the moment yet. And then Shador, he's making better plays and looks better in practice. But then there are also some things that you don't necessarily see or notice right away, just in terms of the whole operation and some of those kinds of things. So I don't think he has it set in his mind yet exactly who would give them the best chance to win right now. I think both of them have to step it up in their respective areas.
So I don't think Mary Kay's wrong here, right? Like, there is obviously a reason why Dylan's name came up, and they said they're going to maybe start allocating more reps today. If you're keeping track, Dylan threw 4 less passes than Deshaun. Still sub double digits, so it's not great. But he's going to start to get more of an opportunity to kind of show what he has. Yeah, if neither of these guys can make a run for it. And I think Mary Kay's right. That probably doesn't mean he's a starter. But Deshaun obviously has to take care of the football, and he has to clean some things up. Shador also, I think that you would love to see, hey, this is a guy I feel confident starting. Like, make the easy reads, get the ball out a little bit quicker, continue to work on your footwork. Like, we're going to talk about Shador a little bit later in the show, but this is the type of moment where, yes, I turn to both my quarterbacks and say, you just need to be better. There's no argument right now. Neither of you are good enough to make this happen. Like, yeah, I start the season today. I'm also going with Shador, but I'm not feeling confident in that decision. It's not that I don't feel confident. Oh, is it Shador or Deshaun? No, I'm pretty confident it would be Shador over Deshaun in my mind. I'm just not confident that Shador is actually going to provide me anything fantastic in the quarterback. He hasn't really shown me anything in that degree. There were a ton of sacks taken today from the videos that were put out from camp. The defense has been causing havoc. The offense has not moved the ball well. Like, you need to take steps forward. You need to go show, no, I know exactly what I'm doing. I know the playbook in and out. I can read defenses, and that goes to both guys. I can be consistent, right? I can display accuracy on a regular basis. I can hit my receivers in the chest. I can hit them in stride, something that we know from Shador wasn't his strong suit last year, right? He was not hitting receivers in stride. We were all basically stunned when Jerry Jeudy took it, whatever it was, like, what was it, 50, 60 yards to the house, 40 yards, something like that, against Tennessee. And it was a perfect throw by Shador. It was like, that was right on the money. Jeudy got to take it in the stride and then ran it straight to the house. That's great. Didn't see enough of it. And from a lot of the throws we see at training camp, I don't know that I'm still seeing enough of it. So there's still plenty of room to climb for both guys to actually get to feeling comfortable. And I think you are looking at a quarterback competition where Todd will sit up there and tell you, I feel like I got two NFL starters. I think the reality is you have two guys who one of them is going to have to start, but you probably don't feel confident in either of them until they actually make some progress, until they take another leap forward and show you that, no, this is my job and you should feel comfortable with me taking it. Daniel Ifusi, ESPN On This Morning with Ken and Anthony. And when it comes to Dylan Gabriel, Daniel's not really having it.
I mean, I think that everything has to be placed in its proper context. Yes, Dylan Gabriel has looked like a competent player out there. He's executed the offense pretty well, and I think he's made some really good throws. But you also want to add the fact that it's been against a lot of, you know, the second and third stringers. Like, he's throwing a Cedric Tillman, who has a lot of NFL starts and receptions under his belt, and he's probably doing what he's expected to do against third string cornerbacks. At the same time, to Munkin's point, like, hey, if somebody is performing well, I think they should get more opportunities. I mean, in the context of a quarterback room that, you know, I don't think anybody's necessarily wowed me, you know, between Shador and Deshaun through, what is this now, five practices. Maybe you're a little open to it, but I don't know if you want to muddy this anymore. It's already bad enough that we're a week into the summer training camp. We're first week of August, and, you know, we're still trying to figure out who's going to start. But then, like, are we really going to do this same song and dance from last year when now we got three guys splitting first team reps? At some point, we got to kind of define this thing.
Yeah, I don't think that you can even allow Dylan to really take that step forward, because you can't go into a three-man quarterback competition. I've just displayed, you're 6 days into camp, still got about 3 weeks to show what you have. Dylan's not going to be able to take the reins and prove to you, I should be your starting quarterback in 3 weeks. It's not going to happen. He hasn't been able to show it through his play on the field last year. You were working the uphill battle, and you were the day that Todd Monken got in here. I don't need to split up reps between three guys. I don't need any more of a glaring issue. The offense looked bad enough over the last couple of years. Two is enough for a quarterback competition. There could not legitimately be three guys you're considering. And if Dylan ended up being the best quarterback out of these three, the Browns dropped the ball twice over by drafting him in the third round and him looking like garbage and then not realizing that they actually probably made the right decision. That's something they're going to have to live with, but it's already something that's been decided. Dylan's name has not been said very much throughout training camp. Todd has not spoken a ton about Dylan Gabriel, and that is for good reason. He's not going to be the starter of this football team, right? You have to put it into context. You have to understand that this is a two-man race, and it really is down to Shador, Deshaun, one of you guys take it. Again, maybe Dylan is raising his trade value right now. Maybe he does end up in Atlanta. Maybe he's making a claim for, no, I'm actually good enough. Just keep me as the backup, and you could probably get more for Shador or more for, I mean, you're not trading Deshaun. But either of those two guys, you might be able to move one of them. And actually trust that if your starter goes down, I can actually do a little bit of something for you and serve as the backup quarterback role, as I was probably initially intended to do. All right, Nick Shook, NFL Network on today with Afternoon Drive, and asked where he's comfortable at putting the Browns' win total.
The offensive line, completely rebuilt. Takes a while for an offensive line to gel. Most of your successful teams are teams that are expected to, you know, find success in an upcoming season. One of the strengths that will be pointed to is continuity along the offensive line, because it doesn't happen that quickly. I think that's a big weakness that you might be overlooking there. And you know, you can play the schedule game as well, and it's a matter of, you know, how does the NFC South perform? How do you start in the first 2 weeks? I think Jacksonville's going to be a very good team. I think that's a week one loss. Can you squeeze out a win in Tampa in week two, or are you coming back home 0-2? You know, under a new staff, I think that a lot of what you see in the past can no longer be used as a reference point, because this is a coach who's, you know, putting his own touch on a team and is also trying to prove himself. And so I think you're going to see more aggression from this team in the way that they approach things than you have in years past. And maybe that produces a few surprising wins early on. But I have a hard time seeing them winning 8 games. If I had to put their absolute ceiling, I could maybe say 7, but I'm comfortably sitting in the 5-win range.
And like, listen, like I think that there's a lot of things to point to with this team. We're going to talk about expectations coming up later as well, but like, I'm above 5. 5 is kind of where the floor is at for me. I'm sitting, like, middle tier, closer to 7, and I would be considered the Browns' optimist. I do also see a lot of the gripes that you have with it, right? It's really hard, I think, to sit here and predict where the Browns are going to be at, because you do have a brand-new coach. Things can look different, but when it comes to that offense, you're also fighting, I mean, a really difficult game. As Nick talked about, it's a lot of, you know, it's 5 new guys on the offensive line, a complete new group. They're probably going to take time to gel together and not look great out of the start. And from what we've been seeing in training camp, like, Jared Verse has dominated. Mason Graham has dominated. That group has not looked very good. Not to mention, I like the rookie wide receivers. They are rookies. You're not expected to have great quarterback play. The two things that you can pretty much trust in this offense, it feels like, are I got Quinshon Judkins, I have Harold Fannin. Those are staples. I know what I'm getting. Everything else is a mystery. And I think that does leave the wide range of possibilities of, hey, maybe the Browns can go out there and surprise. Maybe they could win 8 or 9 games. But surprise also comes in the opposite way, too. Like, if things aren't going as pretty as they should be, there's also a world where, yes, the Browns can win 5. The Browns can win 4 games. And this thing just never gelled together. I think 5 is probably around the safe number that you're sitting at, right? It's about where Vegas has you. 5 to 6 wins is what the expectation should be. So I don't think you can actually hammer anybody when they put the Browns there, because Vegas doesn't like losing money, and that's where Vegas has them. All right, let's talk a little Guardians, obviously, in action. We're going to react to that later in the night. But John Fanta, NBC Sports, on with Afternoon Drive as well today, talking about what the deadline and the moves the Guardians actually did for this team.
When you make the moves that they made, that sends a message to your clubhouse. And the message is, we're winning the American League Central Division. We are winning this thing. Now, the Chicago White Sox, they made moves. They went out and they got arm help. And we'll see how that works out for Chicago, because they needed it. But the Guardians had to get multiple back. If they go into a playoff series, which I think they'll make the playoffs, whether that's wild card or if it's the division, you know, we'll see what Chicago does as things go down the stretch. I don't treat Minnesota as a legit threat to the division title. I think you look at it, and the Guardians can really say, we've got 8-plus starting pitching. And in a playoff series, not just for games 1 or game 2, they now get deep into a series where they've got top-flight starters going for them. And that gives you a real shot.
Yeah, I mean, I like the moves that they made a lot. I think it does indicate a team that is trying to go for the division, that thinks they do have an opportunity to compete in the American League. And, I mean, that's what you're asking for, right? Like, if you're sitting here talking about the Guardians, you are asking for them to do something that gives them a shot. I think they did exactly that. Again, we're going to react to the game as well. More on the deadline moves later in the show. But that'll do it for the Station Buzz. Again, all those guests appearing on the Weishart Right, We Make It Right Call, Kyle Wright Hotline. When we come on back here at 8 o'clock, our very own Daryl Ryder going to join us in what he's seen out from training camp in the first 6 days. It's Overtime with Jake Volney on The Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.